Hello. It is the Paranormal Playground Sounds, 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston medium, your favorite psychic medium. And here we do mediumship through music, spirit communication through song. Today, we have a freeform playlist. It is going to be a freeform show. No, I have no dead entertainers in my dreams this week. And honestly, good, because y'all need to leave me alone. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I love all of my spirits. I love you guys. You guys, they know I'm joking. You guys make life worth living here. You really do. I love you. But, you know, it is good to just, you know, just have a free form, a free flow, you know. That it's good too. I take it as it comes. I take it as it flows. So easy and so nice. Speaking of nice and easy, I got a Sinatra song coming up. Nice and easy. Yes, that's right. I get to play all different kinds of stuff for 2 hours, 6 to 8 p.m. We're here. I'm so excited. We have the guided meditation at 6:05, but so stay tuned. Stay hip. Hip to be a square. Stay square. It's hip to be a square. Why is that coming in my head? Are we going to play hip to be a square tonight? I guess we are. I've been having psychic music playlist, and I think we're just going to flow with that. So without further ado, let me get some Sinatra, and then we're going to go into our guided meditation.
Here I go again. I hear those trumpets blow again. All aglow again, taking a chance on love. Here I slide again, about to take that ride again. Starry-eyed again, taking a chance on love. I thought that cars were a frame-up, I never would try. Now I'm taking that game up, and the ace of hearts is high. Things are mending now, I see a rainbow blending now. We'll have a happy ending now, taking a chance on love. Here I slip again, about to take that trip again. I got that grip again, taking a chance on love. Now I prove again that I can make life move again. I'm in the groove again, taking a chance on love. I walk around with a horseshoe, in clover I lie. Brother Rabbit, of course you better kiss your foot goodbye. On that ball again, I'm riding for a fall again. I'm gonna give my all again, taking a chance on love.
Hello and welcome to the Paranormal Playground Sounds guided meditation. Sit back, relax, and just enjoy the ride, basically. Let's unwind, you know, whatever stresses, whatever worries, whatever, any conflict, anything, any difficulties, anything we're having throughout the week, having in our lives, anything that we're dealing with, feeling anything from feeling stuck, feeling stifled, feeling like you need to move forward and you just feel like you can't move, or if there's any kind of worry, anxiety, pain, grieving, anything that you're going through during this wonderful end of July, because we've had a strong Venus retrograde, and you know, there's a lot of good, but there's more positive. So in order to, retrogrades are all about transformation and being able to face one's karma, being able to face one's self, where things that basically need to come to the surface and be dealt with. And so, you know, sometimes it may seem like a tumultuous time, but it really is a clearing, and it really is a beautiful opportunity to create something new, because the 8-8 portal is coming up. So right after all of this, we have the 8-8 portal. And I'm super excited, because guess what? The 8-8 lands on a Tuesday. Oh my God! I'm so excited. So anyways, without further ado, let's get into the meditation now. What you want to do is take some nice deep inhalations. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. Feel the miraculous you just being clear and cleansed, and we're asking universe and spirit for the intention to heal us and open us up to whatever it is that we need to be opened up to right now. Just let your feet be flat on the floor surface. Imagine, and if you're not in that position, just imagine that happening. Let roots from your feet come all the way down to the center of the core of the earth and tie down. Breathe in. And exhale. As we come into this meditative state, we are brought to our awareness as well, from all the worries that we've had and all the anxieties of things that could go wrong, might go wrong, projections into the future. We're just going to wash and clear all of that. Just imagine all of these things are written on a board, a dry erase board with one of those markers, and you have all, just imagine all of the things that are troubling you. Imagine all of the things that are giving you stress, all of the things that are not aligned or congruent with your higher self. We're just going to wash it off. We're just going to take an eraser and just erase all of that. Clear, 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 clear. We're going to cleanse it, and we're just going to erase that. You can see all of these things written. We're gonna go back and remember that up there was written things like fear, worry, doubt, anxiety, not enough, lack, drained, disempowered. Imagine those were all the words written. Ego, failure, sickness, injury. We're just gonna erase it and erase it. And guess what? It's gone. We're erased all those memories. We're erasing all of that fear. We're erasing all of those lower vibrational feelings that we've had to deal with this week. And we get a brand new, beautiful white board that is clean and clear. Now feel into how beautiful it is to just know that the angels are right here clearing that energy, helping you to wash and cleanse. And then this is the opportunity to write down everything that you want And in this moment, you get to write down all the things that fill you up and are going to harvest and make sure you become the most magnificent you. Imagine beautiful angel handing you a marker, and you get to write on this dry erase board things like, I am loved, peace, harmony, balance, well-being, good health, energy, joy, perfection, magic, inner being, light, feeling good, everything is easy. Living my best life. All is well. Clearing, healing, gratitude. Feel that gratitude and feel into that beautiful, beautiful sense of gratitude. Feel right now into everything that we have the ability. We're grateful right now that we can tune in and listen to this healing. Now that we have the ears to listen to this, we have the sight in our senses to be able to visualize this exercise. We have the ability to feel good, and we have the ability to change our minds, change our state of being at any time. And we have the ability to have our hands, to have the power of creation. All in our hands, the power of creation right now. Feel the angels at your aid as you write all these wonderful things down. That is the truth. You can feel beautiful angels surrounding you, putting their hands on you and healing you. You can feel their energy whooshing, washing all throughout your being. You can feel the magnificence of how good it feels to be loved. That unconditional love. You are source energy. You can feel the Reiki being channeled to you right now. Feel all your angels kiss you on the forehead, bring you a message that is just for you. Your energy has changed. You're healed. Know the healing in your body is here. What do you need healing with? Is it your physical body? Is it a mental healing? Is it emotional healing? Is it a healing in a relationship? Where is the healing that is needed? Ask Spirit. Let's pray together. Oh, dear loving Spirit, please heal us. Please heal all things that need healing in our body. Please heal everything in our lives. Please restore us to perfect health in this moment as we come together to unite, to create a beautiful space of magic, to bring us to our higher selves. Please protect us now. The love of God surrounds you, and the love of Spirit is here with you. Imagine Spirit put a beautiful veil over you, a nice cloak of protection. This cloak of protection is laced in the highest highest beautiful vibration. Just take it all in. Just take it all in. Take it all in. You are protected, you are safe, you are loved, and you are healed. This cloak of protection lifts you in the highest vibration possible. It's like a superpower that the beautiful infinite spirit has guided you to. You are beautiful and loved. Now the angels send you back here to Earth, feeling clear and cleansed. And when you are ready, open up your eyes and give a nice big smile. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening and participating in this meditation. Wherever you are, however you are, however you were able to take that in, this was all for you. The healing is always available. The healing is always free. The healing is here. And this is where love comes into play. I love you so much. Please, I wish you so much wellness and well-being and healing in your heart. And we ask Spirit to do this as well. And as I heal, you heal. We all heal right now. Thank you. Whew, you are listening to 91.5 FM. WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you so much. It's the Paranormal Playground Sounds with your host Mariah Merlinite, the Boston Medium, here every week for the summer, for the rest of the summer, 6 to 8 p.m. So exciting, so excited to be here. I love it. I love it. This never gets old. So this is just like a get to. Just feeling the goodness, and we never lose sight of that gratitude and the moments and milking the moments and being here and just being free. So, okay, I have a song coming up by Hall & Oates. Oh my God, I heard this in the grocery store the other day, and I was like, I'm shazamming this. I've been listening to this nonstop, and what a perfect song to begin the show. Well, kind of begin. And you know, don't remember 7:05, we're doing the shamanic drumming. Speaking of shamanic drumming, I was meditating today and somebody next, I swear, while I was meditating, somebody came near me and he had like a big bongo, like African drum. And he's like, "Do you mind if I play this?" And I'm like, "Absolutely not. Like, please." Like, I wanted to go over to him and tell him everything I do on the show. But I was just so in the moment of his drumming, I didn't even leave. And when I did get a chance, he had already left. So I feel like he was just like a spirit. But this is alignment. These are the signs when spirit is trying to show you. And I needed that. I need all the guidance that I can get this week. This is a very transformative time, I feel like, that I'm connecting with. And I don't know about you. I don't know if anyone out there, anyone else's, can relate, but this is a time that I feel like is a very introvert time right now, and going inward. This is an inward time. Like after the Cancer new moon, it was just like everything just kind of like stopped, and it was just like, okay, time to talk to spirit, time to kind of go in and see what's going on. Where's growth? Where's the next step, you know, of evolution? And that's kind of what I've been connecting with. So I don't, you know, anyone can relate, but so I'm glad that happened today, because that was definitely spirit being like, we got this. We got the shamanic drumming is here. And when that guy that I didn't even know was doing the shamanic drumming, I was seeing all kinds of things, and I wasn't even meaning to. It was just kind of like, let me be still. Let me take this in, because this guy with his drum that just randomly, then this never happens, while I'm outside, just randomly sees me meditating, just stands right next to me. He's like, "Hey, do you mind if I drum?" And I'm like, "Absolutely not," you know? And I was just getting so much from it, but mostly I was getting the connection of spirit. So, by the way, I'm clearing. I'm doing like this cleanse where I'm just doing like a lot of green tea And so I'm doing a transformative thing and trying to do less dairy and stuff like that and connecting more with plants, connecting more with plant food. So there's a spiritual transformation. There's spiritual transformation in everything, and especially with the things we eat, the things we consume, water, you know, there's, you know, sometimes we need to connect and have a connection with water. And you know, how many times a day are we aware that water needs to commune with us? You know, it's just things, little things like that, that hold information. So, or enough. Time to lay back. Anyways, the method of modern love. Oh, and oats. Because this is how we do it. We're doing it freeform. So from 6 to 8 p.m., I'm so excited. I'm super, like, super excited that I get to play whatever the heck I feel like. Love you. Oh my goodness. So stay tuned. This is Paranormal Playground Sounds, 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio.
In my most secure moments, I still can't believe I'm spending those moments with you. And the ground I am walking, the air that I breathe, are shared at those moments with you.
You love.
Scientists report that the Earth's supply of radio waves is dangerously close to exhaustion. Physicist Dr. Ben Yu has the story.
Look at the chart! The radio waves! They are depleted!
All is not lost. Save the radio waves and donate to WMFO today. Donate with a credit card online at support.wmfo.org. Donate by check made out to trustees of Tufts College and mailed to WMFO, attention donation, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts 02155. Visit our website at WMFO.org for more info.
Spirits are in.
But I'll have to put away
Nice throwback. I like that. You're listening to the Paranormal Playground Sounds. Whew, right here on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Reform Radio. I'm your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston Medium. So, we're having a free form today. Hopefully we'll get some kind of messages, some kind of weird, spooky activity happening. No, I'm just kidding. No, we don't. No. Oh, Lord. Adrift? Is that was set adrift on memory blitz. Ooh, hiccups. Excuse me. The hiccups. Hiccups. Anyways. Raising the vibrations, just having a good time, just kind of going with the flow. 7:05, we have the shamanic journeying. This should be good. Every week, just playing live, you know, there's just don't. You know, it's interesting. When you ask spirit for things and you ask things, certain things like, what do I want? You're always evolving. So to ask constantly, what do I want? It's really something you should never be afraid or ashamed or feel bad about asking, because we're constantly growing. Even if you have it all together, even if you're living your dream, even if you're doing the things that you love to do, you always ask that question, what do I want? Because we're evolving. We're constantly evolving. We're constantly changing. We're constantly growing. So to believe that we have it all figured out, you know, you're just really going to feel stifled. You're going to be stuck. You're just going to be in that energy where, you know, you can't really get out of. So, you know, so much realization, so much. So I encourage you to always ask the universe and ask spirit the magical question of what do I want? What do I want? What do I want? So, I like that. I was rocking out to that association song, Everything That Touches You, 311 Firewater, the Geezers, Rawhide, PM Dawn, Sedrift of Memory Bliss. There's a lot of 80s I'm picking up coming on, a lot of 80s that I've been wanting to play. So, it's good. It's good. It's good. Speaking of 80s, I got another 80s right here. I got some XTC right here for you. They're so good. It must be played. We must play XTC. So, without further ado, stay tuned. I'm here till 8 p.m.
She's burning up all the gifts and In olden days, a glimpse of stocking was looked on as something shocking. Now heaven knows, anything goes. Good authors too, who once knew better words, now only use for leather words, writing prose. Anything goes. Has gone mad today, and good's bad today, and black's white today, and day's night today, when most guys today that woman prize today are just silly gigolos. So though I'm not a great romancer, I know that you're bound to answer when I propose that anything goes. Mad today, and good's bad today, and black's white today, and day's night today, when most guys today that woman prize today are just silly gigolos. So though I'm not a great romancer, I know that you're bound to answer when I propose. Anything goes.
You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston Medium. That was Tony Bennett, Anything Goes, rest in peace. He's crossed over. And, of course, Paranormal Playground Sounds. We love the easy listening genre. We love it. We love it. We love you. And hopefully, you know, maybe he'll come in my dreams sometimes. Love you, Tony Bennett. God bless your beautiful spirit. And we had XTC burning with optimism beforehand. And I hope you're all burning with optimism's flames, to be exact. And I hope you're all burning with optimism with this show and everything you're feeling and all the things you're hearing and all these things. Oh, Lord, Lord, Lord. Lift it, lift it, lift your cares to the universe in spirit. So we got about 15 more minutes till we do the shamanic drumming. So why don't we continue on with the music? Because I love the free flow. I love the free form. I love it. There's just so much to play. So little time. But actually, we have a lot. I'm grateful. 2 hours is a lot. It's a lot of time. So grateful. Stay tuned, okay? Stay tuned. We got the Mad Hatter. This is a song from the movie that I saw called American Fable, which is really, really good. I suggest you check that out if you're into very, you know, intricate, abstract films. This is definitely something that is really gonna strike your fancy. Your weirdo fancies. It's good. I like it. So, anyways, without further ado, stay tuned.
And candlelight. Queens. Down the gutter, pass me another. I think it's hot.
Listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm your host, Ryan Merlinite, the Boston medium, your favorite Boston medium. Yes, yes, yes. Your favorite Boston medium. Your favorite psychic medium, I mean. You probably have other favorite Boston mediums. Boston,